we don't have a resources department, so MPs are free to do what they like. If you do have a problem, there's no one to report it to. I was bullied by an MP and hounded out of my job. I had no recourse. It was very difficult to get back into Parliament as they blackballed me. There are several MPs who are notorious for bullying their staff. They have had more tribunals against them than I've had hot dinners, but they carry on because they can get away with it, really. We do need to have a human resource department that we can approach for support in these instances. In my case, it wasn't just shouting, it was constant undermining and blaming for things, whether it had anything to do with me or not. This particular MP actually tried to blame me for losing their front bench position. It's not throughout the Commons, but a few MPs are known to be absolute horror shows and nobody does anything about it. What happened to me made me really physically ill, and I like to think that I'm a pretty strong person. There are a few MPs who have been in business who are known to hold appraisals and manage their staff's performance, which is the right thing to do. But there are others who just have no idea. It just doesn't occur to them that you might be entitled to a pay rise in line with inflation. The union has been trying to implement this for several years without success. In fact, the union is not even officially recognised at the House. Don't get me wrong, it's an honour to work here in Parliament, but we work long hours and we deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. But we aren't in many cases, and when there are cases of bullying, sexual harassment, we have nobody to whom we can make a grievance. I'm grateful to Mr. Speaker for establishing the Employees Hotline and for the Prime Minister for establishing an Employers' Code of Conduct, but they really don't go far enough. The Code of Conduct is voluntary, and I really don't imagine many MPs signing up. Not necessarily because they are evil abusers, but because most MPs' experience of business is limited, staff need to be properly represented.